Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to everyone. Amen. To all of you that are out there in radio land, we greet you in the matchless and awesome name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God because this is another wonderful day. Amen. That we can tell God, thank you. This is another wonderful day that we can give glory unto our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to go right on into the message, amen, that God has prepared for us during this broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. And right where you are in your home, amen, we want you to turn with us to Isaiah, the 7th chapter and verse 14. And it says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave a thought with you for today is God's indescribable gift. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of my favorite scriptures as well, amen, that we love to say is, and we learned it as we were a child, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord for that. We thank God, amen, for his indescribable gift. Since we know, amen, that this is the season, we're in the Christmas season, and everywhere that you go, you're in the mall, you're in shopping plazas, and you're hearing all kinds of Christmas music, and everything is merry and bright. And one word comes to mind as I think about this season. You see people scurrying around. We know that on Black Friday, people already are out and they are purchasing gifts. So this is a word that we want, amen, to put in your spirit today. But we know that God, hallelujah, has given us an indescribable gift. If you listen in on the conversations, even in church, people are talking about the gifts that they've got to purchase. Amen. Praise the Lord. And some people have lots of gifts that they have to purchase, and some have even begun purchasing gifts way even before the season began. Hallelujah. There's some people that enjoy gift wrapping, and there's some people that enjoy having the perfect paper and wrapping the perfect bow and the perfect ribbon. But how many of you know that as a child of God, the greatest gift that we can receive is the gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. There are three points that I want to make out of this teaching on today. Praise the Lord. As we think about the indescribable gift. Number one, the baby Jesus came wrapped in prophecy. How do you wrap an indescribable gift? What material that do you use? The scripture records that Mary wrapped him in cloth. She came prepared to wrap her baby after giving birth. God doesn't just suddenly drop Jesus out of heaven just to appear, but it was prophesied. Jesus prepared hundreds of years before time. So let us turn to Isaiah, the prince of the prophets, chapter 7 of Isaiah 7 and 14. Therefore, Jehovah himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will bring with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. You wrap something incredible in something as powerful as prophecy, and you have people anticipating his arrival. Isaiah, in chapter number 9, in verse number 6, it says, a child will be born to us. Come on, Zion. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Amen. For this indescribable gift. Heaven will give us a son. Well, what shall be his name? Praise the Lord. Well, the scripture says that the government will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, a Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There shall be no end to the increase of his government or of his peace, and the throne of David or over the kingdom to be established over it, to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then and forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. To whom is this scripture referring? None other but Messiah. No one fits the description except the indescribable gift of Jesus Christ. The Jews held on to those prophecies down through time. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, which is one of my favorite scriptures, it says, a shoot will spring up from the stem of Jesse and a branch. A branch, its roots, will bring fruit, and the fruit of the Lord will rest upon him. He will be distinct. He will be unique. Upon him will rest the spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Jehovah. He will not judge what he sees, nor make a decision on what he hears. For with righteousness he will judge the poor and decide for the afflicted of the earth. Don't think that wrapping up this gift has anything that appears fantastic. Why? Because it's just a shoot. It's just a stem. It's just a branch. Are we going now to point number two? Hallelujah. The baby Jesus comes wrapped in history. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Now when the fullness of time has come, hallelujah, thank you, God, hallelujah, exactly on schedule, precisely as it had been, and no other better time would it have occurred. Some people have the idea that Jesus was a remedial action, a last-minute Band-Aid on a wounded world. God tried everything else. So he had a conversation with the Son and said, as it says in Hebrews 10 and 5, Lord, prepare me a body and I'll go down and redeem man. All the Bible says that Jesus came in the fullness of time and everything was fully prepared for him. Jesus came in the likeness of sinful flesh, but he knew no sin. He came to take away the sins of the whole world, that you and I will have the right to the tree of life and the right to this indescribable gift in history. Point number three, the baby Jesus came wrapped in mystery. You have a prophetic word from Isaiah and from Micah and from Zephaniah and from Zechariah and from Malachi and even from John the Baptizer and a host of others that the Messiah is coming. So be ready. Hallelujah. So what is the mystery about this baby? The mystery is that God, hallelujah, is becoming visible in human form. He has his son in spirit form to pay the price for the sins of the whole world. How does this presence of deity come to this earth and not be contaminated, yet to be fully man? That's the mystery of it all. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, co-eternal, co-existent, co-equal, come to this incredible decision. The writer that John writes, the Word becomes flesh and dwelt among us. He became man and diminished deity. He took on himself the perfect humanity and linking the two natures together, one personality housed in one unique body. The God-man was delivered by a Virgin Mary. No less deity, no less humanity. One person in one body. Now that's a mystery. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God with us, strangely wrapped in history, strangely wrapped in prophecy, strangely wrapped in mystery. This baby was silently delivered by a virgin. The nursery was a common stable. The cradle was a feeding trough. In verse 14, the angel declared with a loud voice, glory to God in the highest and peace, goodwill towards men. The shepherds began saying one to another, let's go straight to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known unto us. They made haste, hallelujah, and they found the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. You might, hallelujah, we must continue the story of Jesus' birth time after time, because this is the only way that men and women will believe the prophecy, that they will believe the history and believe the mystery of this indescribable gift. Some are still lost and seeking for a Savior, the Messiah. But I submit to you today that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is indeed the Savior of the world. He is the greatest gift Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our Redeemer. He is our peace. He is our hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I thank God that His grace is amazing. His joy is unspeakable. His peace is without understanding. His love is indescribable. His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. And I can truly say that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing that I've ever done. How do we respond to this eternal gift? Just say yes to the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can receive this indescribable gift, none other than the gift of our dear Son. Hallelujah. Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is our prayer. Be blessed.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for the woman of God and the word that she has delivered, speaking on the indescribable gift, which is our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters and all the listeners out there, I just want to let you know that during the season of festivities and joy, we have so many things grasping for our attention. We have so many deals and savings, and yes, nothing is wrong with gifting our loved ones and our families and our friends. But I just want to ask you, somebody out there today, you might not know that gift that the woman of God spoke on. I just want to ask you, what's got your attention today? What are you grasping after? What are you following after in this time in your life? Mark 1, 16 and 18 says, passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Man, woman, boy or girl, wherever you are, Jesus is beckoning to you today and is giving you a nudge at your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit to follow after him. Get behind him and go after him and let him lead you in this life and the eternal life that he gives. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, how you've done it. Jesus is saying to you, follow me. With all the distractions in the world that we have, Jesus is saying to you lovingly and tenderly, follow me. And yes, he will make you a fisher of men, but not only that, he will give you the gift of forgiveness, the gift of salvation, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you will be made into a new creation. If that's you today, if it's been weighing heavy on your heart and your mind, and if you are in the local area of San Bernardino, I just want to invite you to follow after this Jesus with us at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. We're located on 1575 West 17th Street in San Bernardino. Our phone number is 909-887-2526. You can also reach us by email at info@newhopembc.org. I hope God has touched you today. I hope the Holy Spirit has convicted you today to come and follow after Jesus and receive the ultimate gift. God bless you.
The let my surrender. Oh, Jesus, you're the leader of the valley.
Yes, you are.
Sweet Jesus, you're the bright morning star.
Morning star, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus,
you're
yeah.
the mighty, mighty pastor. I call you Jesus, the master of all. The master of the world.
Mighty God. The song is Hallelujah. How beautiful is that? How beautiful. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. That's David G.
Yes, you are.
Folks, I'm going to invite you to get that album. It's from the Yahweh album. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, my, my. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to Hope is Alive. And you can hear this program each and every Sunday at noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Central Standard will be 2 o'clock. Oh, my, my, my. And now I want to welcome to the set Reverend and Pastor McKenzie, Pastor James and, Reverend James and Pastor Kathy. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. I want to thank Brother Edward Dion for his devotional and reflections, and prayer by Deacon Tony Smith, invitation to discipleship by Minister DeCorey Newsom. And Pastor Kathy, I haven't met you in person, but what a word, what a word. I was right here every minute, every second of it, and I said, wow. I had an idea. You married to one of my favorite pastors, Reverend James McKenzie. I said, oh boy, must be fire and brimstone in that house. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I absolutely loved it. And Pastor Kathy, that song that I played, Hallelujah, you know, and I love your sermon and you dropped a Hallelujah on me so many times. So it made it easy for me to pick a song. I said, let me go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
And so, Reverend McKenzie, you know you're one of my favorite pastors. I've told you that years ago, even before I started this radio station. I believe I was in the choir stand. I came down one time and I told you, I said, man, you're one of my favorite pastors. You remember that?
Yes, sir. I do, Brad. I remember.
Yes, because Defied is your boy, man. You get up there and you start sweating, you stomping your feet, and I'm saying, oh, my, this is my kind of guy right here. Oh, yes. So, now, you and Pastor Kathy, you guys won't be on the hot seat. I'm going to save the hot seat for Dr. Owens, okay? So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want to thank both of you. Pastor Kathy, we'll tell you why he a little bit later on in the interview here, not necessarily interview, but the discussion. And I want to ask you a few questions, and I'm going to start with you, Reverend McKenzie. And I want to thank both of you for joining the program. Reverend McKenzie, since getting married and leaving California, how has your ministry expanded?
Oh, Brother Brown, I'm so glad to be on this broadcast with you today, and certainly thank God for this wonderful opportunity to share the platform with my beautiful bride, the woman of God, Pastor Kathy McKenzie. It has been my great delight and my great honor, and that's just an awesome question. And God has really done great things for us as a couple, and our ministry certainly is growing. We have a weekly broadcast that we do. Our ministry is Raw and Round Ministries. It's Real Anointed Women and Real Anointed Men Ministries. So we do a weekly broadcast on Facebook Live. Where we have we're on the Zoom platform, but then it's brought together on Facebook Live. So my beautiful bride birthed forth that ministry. So it has given me an opportunity now to come alongside her and to be, you know, a sounding board, to be a prayer warrior, to be an intercessor, and to minister to God's people through the airways. So we also do now, we've folded in the men's ministry portion of that. So I represent the Ram, she represents the Raw, and I represent the Ram. And then together, we've also, this past year, we did our first couples retreat. We were the host. We didn't take on the role of facilitating because we just got married. But we were the host. And man, let me tell you, the Spirit of the Lord was in that couples retreat. What an awesome outpouring of God's Spirit and presence. And people left that ministry having been blessed and encouraged. And some came out and were able to you know, to say things and do things that they had never done before in ministry. You know, just a simple thing as a brother that was there who had never prayed in public. And just, man, just to hear that kind of testimony that now he has been encouraged and was able to come forth. And then we had another thing just past this month right here, December, where we had a get-together for the ministry, and we had a December, we call it a gala affair, and we just got together with some people and had a nice time. And even there, one of the brothers was able just to open his heart. Two of the brothers actually were able to open their hearts and just share openly, and they had not been able to do that and not been able to do that in church, you know, and not been able to have that avenue and that platform. So I see that God has expanded my ministry and opened new doors, because now I've also met other ministry partners. Man, I tell you, I've been accepted by other ministry partners who are just so lovely. You know, we have the representation of the fivefold ministry there in the state of Florida. We have the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, and they've all just been so gracious and just given me such an opportunity to minister. We're taking this first year to primarily focus on what God has done for us and our relationship. So we're ministering sparingly, but even so, even with that, we still have been able to minister to God's people. And then, Brother Brown, we now have an international connection. We're ministering to people in Kenya and in Nigeria and in South Africa, in the Philippines, and in Pakistan,
wow,
in Tanzania, in Rwanda, and it's all by the virtual ministry that we're able to do. And we have some pastors there in Kenya that we've connected with. We did a month-long event that we call Praycation. My wife and I, we combined, and we had a representative there in Kenya, and that pastor there was able to gather together the people. And man, you don't know what question you just asked me. God has been at work. We just are amazed. I'm telling you, we are amazed at what God has done.
Yes.
You know, to give us, we call them the Kenya Connection, the Daughters of Zion, man. It's just been an awesome blessing to have the people of God all over this world to be able to connect with us by way of Facebook Live and just and the Zoom platform. And we look forward to in the future being able to have some of them visit here in the U.S. and also for us to have the opportunity to go there and to travel outside of the country and to minister in other countries. And we just bless the Lord for that. Amen.
Amen. You know, you said, I didn't know what question I asked you. I absolutely did, because I wrote it. Okay. and knowing you, and I said, I just had the feeling, in my spirit, I just had the feeling that you weren't going to, get married and lay dormant. And I knew you were going to preach, but I just had the feeling that not only are you preaching still, but your ministry had expanded. I didn't know to this degree. But you and I, we're going to have to talk off air. Now, your number is still the same. Is it the same?
Yes, it's still the same, bro.
Okay. I will call you. You know I will call you. You know that. Okay.
Yes, sir. You're welcome to do so.
Absolutely. Now, you're taking up most of the time. So, and let's talk to Pastor McKenzie right now for a second. But, no, I'm so proud of you, my brother. And I love what you do, always have. Pastor McKenzie, I've always loved the fire that I got when Reverend McKenzie, I saw the fire, could feel it when he preached. How would you know, I think I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I mean, you might say something a little bit different than what I'm thinking. How would you describe your style of preaching?
I would say that our styles are similar. This is a long time where we have been together and even seen and supported one another in ministry. And we just love the Word of God and get excited even at the discussion. When we talk about the Word of God, we just get excited. And so that, all of that excitement that you see in him, it comes out in me as well. So, yes.
I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. Pastor McKenzie, do both of you, do you preach at the same church or do you have your own separate? How does that work? Are you minister or pastors of a particular church or are you associate pastors and do you operate in the same church outside, including, your outside ministries or, apart from your outside ministries, I mean?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Brother Brown, because we are still members of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church at 1575 West 17th Street, right here in the city of San Bernardino, California.
Amen.
I did not move my membership. So my wife and I, we are here, and Dr. Owens is our pastor, and we thank God for his covering. And so we do minister in other places, but this is our home church.
Amen. You know, I didn't change my church either. I'm still a Amen. Member of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, even though I'm in Richmond, Virginia. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Reverend McKenzie, now, Pastor McKenzie, I'm sure you will appreciate this. I'm not sure whether Reverend McKenzie shared all of this with you and how this broadcast even came to fruition. At the birth of this and when we started and, Reverend McKenzie and I, we started working on this, back in 2018 and we thought it was going to happen back then, but it didn't. And then all of a sudden 2020 COVID just shut down our churches and I'm sitting down. I said, wow, what is the church going to do? So the first person I thought about calling, Pastor, Kathy is, Reverend McKenzie. And then he's the first person I decided to call. And I said, Reverend McKenzie, and I know he remembers this. He has to remember it because almost like a revelation, right? And I said, Reverend McKenzie, what are we going to do? The church is shut down. He said, Brother Brown, I don't know. I was just sitting here just now praying. Remember that, Reverend McKenzie?
Yes, sir, I do. I was in my office. In the Johnson House, and I was in prayer talking to the Lord about COVID and how we were going to respond and what ministry was going to look like, what we were going to do, and the phone rang.
Yep.
I hadn't even gotten the prayer hardly out of my mouth. And the phone rang, and it was William Brown.
Yep. That's exactly right. That
I
is.
Said, man, you don't know. You was God answered my prayer as soon as I asked.
He knew what you were going to ask before you asked him.
Didn't he know it?
Didn't he know?
Man, I'm telling you, he answered me so fast it blew my mind.
I said, what? He said, yeah, Brother Brandon, I was just sitting here, wow, praying, what are we going to do? Pastor Kathy, I'm telling you, I was like, whoa. Wow. Oh my God. You know, and oh, that's what, which go, can you, okay. Oh boy, I'm glad I asked it. So I want you to come, both of you, to comment on this one. Can you talk to us about the power of prayer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me inject this before I get to the power of prayer. We also, Brother Brown and I, came up with the name for this broadcast.
That's right.
Amen.
He sent me a couple of renditions and asked me what did I think, and so I took what he gave me and we revised it to come up with Hope is Alive, and it was icy in response to what was going on in the COVID and how people were distressed,
mm-hmm.
and things were dismal, but we wanted the world to know that hope is still alive.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's right. I hear a sermon coming on here. Oh boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah.
Hope is still alive.
Hope is alive.
We bless the Lord. Yes, sir. The power of prayer. We, Pastor Kath and I, firmly believe in the power of prayer. My God, today, glory to God. We are prayer partners. She and I pray together all the time. We try not to miss a day that we don't pray together. And not only do we pray together as a couple, but then we also, in our ministry, we pray we also build, before we even go on the air and go live on Facebook, we have a time of prayer. A team of intercessors come on and pray for the broadcast and pray for what God will do in the lives and the hearts of his people. So we absolutely believe the word of God. Jesus said, you know what he says, Brown?
Talk to me, brother.
Seek. You got to seek him. Mm. You got to ask him. And you got to knock. Seek, and you shall find.
Amen. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah, you got to seek. You got to seek him. So we believe in that. We believe in that. Man ought to always pray and not to faint.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Amen. And man of God, I want to say that to piggyback onto what the man of God has said, that not only, you know, we understand the power of prayer, and we try to overthink it as if it's something strange, but this is something that we ought to do just like talking. Amen. Praise God. But we got to come. We thank God that God has given us an avenue where we can come to him. We don't have to wait on the priest to go before the king and to tell God what's on our heart. And I also know how important it is not only to pray, but to fast. Sometimes there are some things, and the scripture says, now this time come not out, but by fasting and praying. So we believe in the power not only of praying, but also turning our plate down, denying the flesh, because we want to see God move. We want to see miracles. We want to see signs and wonders. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, I feel like I'm going back. We're back in church again. We never left anyway, did we? We're still in church, folks. Oh boy. Oh boy. I have two more questions, but before I get to my last one, either one, Pastor McKenzie or Reverend McKenzie, is there anything that I forgot to ask that you really want our audience to know, the Studio W Buzz, our listeners to know?
Brother Brown, I want our Studio W Buzz listeners to know that absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus is in fact the reason for this season. Mm-hmm. And make no mistake about it, if it had not been for the Lord,
amen,
none of us would be here. We would not have this venue. We would not have this opportunity. We would not be walking around on this earth. The word of the Lord declares that in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So as we celebrate Christmas, as we go about with family and friends, we want to always remember to keep Jesus at the center of our celebration.
Amen. Pastor? Pastor Kathy?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Yes. Anything you want to say, whatever you want to say is just fine.
Amen. Just want... Amen. For us to also remember what this season truly is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because truly he gave us a gift that we didn't even have a right to receive, but because he died on the cross for us, that we can live again. So we thank God for his incredible gift that he's given unto us. And let us always remember the gift that God has bestowed upon me when he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I am thoroughly enjoying just talking to both of you. I mean, it's just so powerful, so uplifting, you know, just like, Reverend McKenzie, said that he and I came up with this program, Hope is Alive. You know, it's kind of a play off of the name of the church, like New Hope. And I'm sitting there and we're going back and forth, and it didn't take that long either for us to come up with this. And I thank God for you. And do you know, it will be 3 years in March.
Isn't that something?
Three years in March. Oh my, I could go on and on, but I've got to get ready for another program coming up in about 7 minutes. So, Pastor Kathy McKenzie, I'm going to ask you that you close us out in prayer, please. And remember my co-host, Sister Gill. I don't know whether you met, Sister Beth Gill before or not. Sister, well, she's in Indiana with her mom, who's in the hospital. Would you please include her in your prayer?
What is her name?
Gwendolyn Grimes. Name? Gwendolyn Grimes.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you and we praise
you,
oh God,
for Hallelujah.
This time of coming together, Jesus. Oh God, of the saints and the people of God. We thank you for the word
yes,
of God,
God.
That
yes,
was
God.
Ministered in everything, oh God, that we did as we gathered together. And Father, we thank you now, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for your incredible gift, God, that you've given unto us, oh God. It's not about the things that are material, oh God, but we thank you that you've given to us an eternal gift, which is Jesus Christ. And Father, we lift up right now those that are sick. We lift up Sister Gwendolyn in the name of Jesus, Father, and
yes,
any
God.
And any of those that are sick, and we call them, hallelujah, by name, hallelujah. You know their name, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. No matter where they are, we don't send you to the hospital, God, because we know you are God, hallelujah, that is omnipresent, hallelujah, that you're all-powerful. God, you got all power in your hands.
Yeah,
so,
God.
Father, we speak healing right now to the body of those that are sick, those that are suffering, even those that are even during this season that is difficult where they've lost loved ones. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
thank you, God.
God,
and they're grieving. Hallelujah. In the holiday season tends to be very hard and they're depressed. So we come against even that spirit of depression and oppression, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Father,
Jesus.
We pray in right now, God, those that have no hope, God, hallelujah, we know that you are the hope of glory. You are Savior. You are soon coming King. And Father, we bless you now. Hallelujah. Every hallelujah. Thank you, God. Everything that you've given unto us, God, we just say thank you. And we praise you and we magnify you. And it's in the matchless and awesome name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to thank both of you, but I have a song that I want to dedicate to both of you right now. So if you just hang around for just a few more minutes, just listen to this song, and then you can disconnect when you're ready. Reverend McKenzie, Pastor McKenzie, it's just been an absolute pleasure having you with us, and you've got to come back soon and some platform or something, okay, or back here.
Okay.
You know you're always welcome here anywhere, but this one I want to dedicate to the two of you, and it's titled Well Done by Dietrich Haddon.
I just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord,
I wanna be free from sin. Oh, I just want my name. Written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah, yeah. And when this life is over, I just wanna have eternal life, Lord.
Amen, amen. Pastor McKenzie, are you still there?
Reverend
McKenzie, I just want to say well done. Thank you so much. And I'm going to send you some credentials because your international listeners, they can tune to the station too. We have a website that can be accessed and our apps, you know, internationally as well. So I will be talking to you off air, but I just want to say thank both of you. I can't wait for you to come back as soon as possible on, like I said, one of our platforms. We'll get you back in, okay?
All right, bro.
Hey, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your Sunday. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. You've just been listening to Hope Is Alive right here on Studio W. Hey, check us out each and every Sunday. That's noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. On the East and 2 p.m. Central Time. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour is Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. You really want to talk to her. Oh, she has a lot to talk about. But in the meantime, I'm going to bid you well and just enjoy your Sunday. Stay tuned to StudioWBuzz.com, your global radio network.
And mighty ruler, the king of all the earth, we bow before your throne.